Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth. Brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome. I am the truth redistributionist. I'm going to give you your fair share because you're entitled to it. The 2016 race, June, has now belonged to two outsiders who could not be more dissimilar. Bernie Sanders is a socialist senator from Vermont, and Donald Trump is a celebrity capitalist and legendary entrepreneur and builder. But what do they have in common? Both have tapped into the bases of their respective parties that believe what is wrong with America. Bernie is like the Willie Nelson of national politics, a leftist voice of a working class whose jobs and factories have been exported and whose wages have stagnated. And I don't know if he has necessarily a chance of beating Hillary, but the size of his crowds testify that he speaks for millions of people. Donald Trump's success comes from the issues he has seized upon, namely illegal immigration and trade deals that have deindustrialized America, and a brazen defiance of Republican elites and the media establishment. By now, the whole world has heard the Donald's declaration. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems to us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. Is he politically incorrect? You betcha. Yet, Trump has raised a valid issue. Is there not truth in what he said? Is not illegal immigration and criminals crossing our southern border an issue of national importance? An issue of national security? Of course it is. Women and girls crossing Mexico on trains are raped by gangs. The coyotes leading people illegally across the U.S. border include robbers, rapists, and killers, who often leave these people to die in the desert. That is true! State of emergency, the third world invasion and conquest of America by Pat Buchanan, reported that two-thirds of the 17,000 outstanding fugitive felony warrants in Los Angeles were for illegal immigrants, as were 95% of 1,200 to 1,500 outstanding warrants for homicide. Also, the U.S. population, 16% of the U.S. population are Mexican Americans. And of those, a vast majority are illegal aliens. This is what Donald Trump was talking about. Of the 20,000 members of the 18th Street Gang operating across Southern California, 1,200 were illegal immigrants. One of the Beltway snipers who terrorized the D.C. area, shooting 13 and killing 10, was 17-year-old illegal immigrant from Jamaica, John Lee Malvo. The reactions to Trump's comments have been instructive. NBC and Univision dropped his Miss USA and Miss Universe contest. Macy's has dropped the Donald clothing line. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is talking of terminating city contracts with Trump. That's Bill de Blasio. What did you expect? The reaction of Trump's Republican rivals has been even more instructive. Initially, it was muted. But when major media began to demand that GOP candidates either denounce Trump or come under suspicion or racism themselves, the panic and pylon began. Jeb Bush. I don't assume that he thinks that every Mexican crossing the border is a rapist, so he's doing this to inflame and to incite and draw attention, which seems to be his organizing principle of his campaign. Senator Marco Rubio also found his voice. Trump's comments were not just offensive and inaccurate, but also divisive. Imagine that. Divisive politics. Even Governor Rick Perry said Trump's remarks were offensive, as Hispanics in America and Hispanics in Texas from the Alamo to Afghanistan have been extraordinary citizens of our country. Most of the Hispanics at the Alamo were in the Mexican Army of Santa Anna, though. Okay? They were hardly extraordinary citizens of our country, as Texas didn't even belong to the USA then. Okay? Governor Rick Perry. Sorry. Senator Ted Cruz, though, on NBC's Meet the Press, took a different stance. He said, I salute Donald for focusing on the need to address illegal immigration. The Washington cartel doesn't want to address that. The Washington cartel doesn't believe we need to secure the border. The Washington cartel supports amnesty, and I think amnesty's wrong. Trump has a colorful way of speaking, said Cruz. It's not the way I speak, but I'm not going to engage in the media's game of throwing rocks and attacking other Republicans. Cruz might have added, like Jeb and Rick and Marco are doing. Hooray for Ted Cruz. What Trump has done, and Cruz sees it, is to have elevated the illegal immigration issue, taken a tough line, and is now attacking GOP rivals who have dithered or done nothing to deal with it. Trump intends to exploit the illegal immigration issue and the trade issue, where majorities of middle-class Americans oppose the elites, and he's going to ride them as far as he can in the Republican primaries. In the coming debates, look for Trump to take the populist and popular side of them both, and for Cruz to stand by him on illegal immigration. Americans are fed up with words. They want action. Trump is moving in the polls because whatever else he is, he is a man of action. So, Donald Trump, for his part, by the way, has now doubled down on his comments. Yesterday, he released a lengthy statement clarifying his position on the issue. And I quote, I don't see how there is any room for misunderstanding or misinterpretation of the statement I made on June 16th during my presidential announcement speech, Trump said at the offset of his statement. The real estate billionaire, of course, was talking about his comments of illegals bringing drugs, bringing crime, and they're rapists. In his Monday statement, Trump said that, he highlighted the recent killing of a San Francisco woman, allegedly killed by an illegal immigrant, deported five times. He said the Mexican government is forcing their most unwanted people into the United States. They are, in many cases, criminals, drug dealers, rapists. This was evident just this week when, as an example, a young woman in San Francisco was viciously killed by a five-time deported Mexican with a long criminal record who was forced back in the United States because they didn't want him in Mexico. This is merely one of thousands of similar incidents throughout the United States. And he's right. Last night, NBC News, Lester Holt had this to say about the Donald's comments.
The random killing of a young woman along San Francisco's picturesque Embarcadero last week has given new fuel to a particularly bitter debate going on in this country about illegal immigration. The man charged in her shooting is an undocumented immigrant from Mexico, a fact quickly seized upon by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Trump has faced a blistering backlash over some recent comments he made about Mexican immigrants and crime, and now says the San Francisco shooting proves he is right. But does it?
See, Look, the Donald is right. And that's what we are failing to see here, is that he's 100% right. And what he's talking about illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, or as the left likes to call them, undocumented migrants. Okay? Their first act is to commit a crime. Okay? They are criminals. And if you can stop them from committing a crime at the very beginning, then maybe these things wouldn't happen. We've got Bob Ney from Talk Radio News out of Washington, former Ohio congressman. Bob, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. You know, the inside the Beltway political elites, the GOP, they're talking about how Trump is going to ruin their brand. I think they have done a fabulous job of ruining the brand themselves. You look at Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, they have done a great job of tarnishing the GOP brand.
I knew you would start with this, and you're right. I wrote actually some not so nice things on Speaker Boehner's as a private citizen on his Facebook account the other day. And it's because, you know, right now they're saying to the president, Senator Corker, for example, under the Senate, and then the House passed this Iran resolution. They're saying, take your time, Mr. President. They passed a resolution that if the president gets a deal of any type before the 10th of July, they only have 30 days to review it. After the 10th, then they have 60. So they said, Mr. Obama, just please bring it to us before the 10th, and we only have 30 days. I mean, that's just one example. And now they're fretting, you're right, over Trump, who, you know, on top of it, they really came out against him when he made his first statements. Then this guy goes, you know, out of his mind and kills this innocent woman, you know, with five, you know, charges against him previous. And they're all worried about what this is going to do to, quote, Republican on Republican violence. Trump is just, he's reverberating for a reason.
Right, exactly.
They need to stop worrying.
No,
not damaged by Boehner and McConnell.
No, he's not damaging the brand. In fact, he's elevating the conversation. And the guy that we're referring to in San Francisco, he had been, he has 7 felony convictions, okay? And he's been deported 5 times.
Right.
5 times.
Right.
And this guy was able to, he went back to San Francisco. And the reason why he went back to San Francisco was because it's a sanctuary city. And he knew that he would not be deported. And this highlights exactly what we've been saying for the longest time now, is that when you give people incentive to come to the United States and there are no repercussions for breaking the law, people are going to take advantage of that. The word is out, and it has been for a long time now, that you can cross the southern border. Nothing will happen to you. In fact, you will actually be able to get benefits. So why wouldn't you do that? And clearly, when I hear people talk about well, you know, I've got plenty of Mexicans, my gardener, and there's really good people. Donald Trump's not talking about your gardener, okay? And the people that are here legally, the fine Mexicans that work here. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the people who come here illegally.
We have relatives. I have relatives who came from Mexico and married my cousin. But the point is, Trump didn't say all. He just said there are amongst these illegals coming here, this group, MS-13. Anybody that doesn't know what MS-13 is, Google it. They're monsters. They've been coming here illegally. They're killers. They do initiations. They cut off people's hands in Virginia outside movie theaters. I mean, this is a fact, and Trump just stated a fact, and he's hit a nerve. But, you know, like I said, with McConnell and Boehner, who've kind of messed everything up this year, including the Iran resolution, I don't see why everybody's fretting so much about a free debate in a free society amongst Republicans.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know what they're fretting about? They're fretting about the fact that they don't like that Donald Trump is actually raising this issue, because, you know, the establishment Republicans are for amnesty. You know, the Chamber of Commerce crowd want amnesty because they want cheap labor. That's what this is all about, always has been. And another thing is, for some reason, the GOP establishment thinks that If you act more like a Democrat, people are going to vote for you. What they fail to realize is that they're just going to vote for the Democrat. That's what they're going to vote for.
The elite of the Republican Party are like Hillary Clinton. You know, she wants a rope line when she walks down the street. You know, in a parade. Where is this stuff? It's the same elitist thinking. Really?
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. There's no question about it. So I think what they are concerned about is they don't want somebody to, you know, join their party that's going to upset the apple cart. That's what they're concerned about. All right, I got to run, Bob. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks. We'll be right back.
At some point, invest your brain energy to recognize when something is fringe.
Go, go, go. Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
We're going to like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up. Because that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the bars. I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh, yeah. I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Central Dental Care, longtime 1100 supporter, is giving a special for new patients. Get a regular cleaning, x-rays, a whole mouth exam, and new you 30-minute teeth whitening for only $95, regularly $750. Serving Arizona for 13 years, Central Dental Care provides experienced, top-rated dentistry. Call 602-903-5935 to give yourself or someone you know a brighter smile. 602-903-5935 or visit centraldentalcare.com.
Still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
So last night on Bill O'Reilly's show, and I'm not always a big Bill O'Reilly fan, but he nailed it last night with his talking points. Listen to what Bill O'Reilly had to say.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. The vilification of Donald Trump over illegal immigration, that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Does the truth hurt? Or did Mr. Trump unfairly malign Mexico and millions of Mexican illegal aliens? Talking Points will now answer those questions. The primary mistake Donald Trump made in his campaign kickoff speech was speaking too generally about the border problem. Most Mexicans who sneak into the USA or overstay their legal visitation status do so because they are economically deprived. They are largely undereducated folks trying to feed their families. Also, the vast majority of illegal aliens do not commit crimes while on American soil, apart from their immigration offenses. But there are very big problems stemming from Mexican illegal immigration, and the stats tell the truth. As we all know, Mexico is the major supplier of illegal drugs into the USA. The drug cartels down there have corrupted the police and many politicians. They're brutal thugs who commit mass murder, torture, and generally shame their nation. ISIS has nothing on these drug cartels. They're both savage enterprises. The government of Mexico, not capable of defeating the drug lords, and the government down there rejects direct American intervention. U.S. drug agents, for example, are not allowed to carry firearms in Mexico, thereby putting themselves at great risk assisting Mexican authorities. For decades, Mexico City has allowed organized crime to brutalize its own people and Americans as well. Some of the drug organizations have branched out now into people smuggling, charging money to get desperate migrants across the border. In the process, many, perhaps most, migrant women are sexually molested. And that was the rape situation Donald Trump mentioned. But it's not ordinary Mexicans doing the raping, it's the gangsters. And Trump should have made that clear. The truth is there's little supervision on the Mexican side of the border. Cities like Juarez and Nuevo Laredo, literally run by the drug cartels. Border security in Mexico, non-existent, and has been for decades. That situation is not going to improve. So Trump is correct in saying that only a massive wall will stop the chaos, and even then, drugs and people will get through, although not to the extent they do now. Washington knows all this, but has turned away from securing the border ever since President Reagan promised to do that after he signed an immigration amnesty in 1986. Mr. Reagan did not keep his promise, and every single president since has failed to secure the southern border. Every one. Now, what about the immigrants themselves? 59% of Mexican residents and illegal aliens have less than a high school education. Only 4% have a college degree. 68% are poor or near poor. 57% receive means-tested welfare of some kind paid for by the American taxpayer. 56% do not have health insurance, many of those receiving Obamacare subsidies. So Trump's analysis is correct. The majority of Mexicans coming to the USA are not achievers in the economic sense. To be fair, that was the case with the Irish, Italian, and European immigration waves of the past. Hardworking people coming here to try to improve themselves. But here is the dangerous part now. According to government statistics, 71% of non-American citizens in federal prisons are from Mexico. Colombian nationals second, just 4%. Mexican criminals represent a whopping 16% of all convicts serving time in federal penitentiaries. That's a huge burden on the American taxpayer and a dangerous situation for we the people. Like 32-year-old Kate Steinle. Last Wednesday, Kate was walking with her father in San Francisco, enjoying the evening, when she was shot dead on the street for absolutely no reason at all. Police say 45-year-old Francisco Lopez Sanchez, an illegal alien from Mexico, murdered Kate. Apparently Sanchez...
No, I want to stop that there. So, you heard the statistics there. The Donald is actually right. And what's amazing, and in terms of timing for the Donald, is that you have this now, this crime that's occurred in San Francisco that basically backs up the point that the Donald was making. Okay? Where you have... this individual. What's amazing to me is that this guy had been deported five times, and still came back into this country. How do you get deported five times and you just keep coming back? Because there is no consequences. That's why. That's why. There's no consequences. You actually incentivize people coming back over. Here's the rest of O'Reilly.
Has seven felony convictions, has been deported five times. Yet he's still walking around the streets of San Francisco, this guy. That's because Mayor Ed Lee and the 11 members of the San Francisco City Supervisors refused to cooperate with the federal government on criminal aliens. The feds asked the city of San Francisco to keep Sanchez in custody. The city refused. Ms. Steinle paid for that irresponsible and unconstitutional decision with her life. San Francisco is a sanctuary city and proud of it. And violent crimes committed by criminal aliens have happened there before. City authorities refuse to say how many because they know it's a huge scandal, a black mark on the history of San Francisco, the most tolerant of cities. The family of Kate Steinle asking for calm, not vengeance. But talking points is not as charitable. In 1996, President Bill Clinton signed the Illegal Immigration Reform and Responsibility Act, which stipulated that local and state authorities were to cooperate with the feds in apprehending illegal aliens, especially criminals. In 2007, then-Mayor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order stating that as a sanctuary city, San Francisco would not cooperate with federal authorities on illegal immigration matters and would protect even criminal aliens. The feds did nothing. In 2010, the Obama administration openly said it would not punish cities that refuse to obey the ninth.
Now, think about this for a minute. This is analogous to the Civil Rights Acts that were passed in 1964, the Civil Rights Act that was passed in 1964 with George Wallace, where he refused the federal law that would segregate schools. The feds had to go down with the National Guard and escort black students to white schools with the school integration. This is the exact same thing. This is the exact same thing that's going on. The feds have a law. The local municipalities refuse to uphold the law. And do you know why that is? That is because the left, that's because this administration favors amnesty. Illegal immigration. And why do they do that? They do it because it garners them votes. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. It's no different. And this is what the Democrat Party has done forever. Has basically taken advantage of people, has used divisive wedge issues that are emotional in nature to take advantage of people's emotions so that they vote for the Democrat Party. This is exactly what they do. So you have now the mainstream media, those on the left, and the establishment of the GOP vilifying Donald Trump. Because what he has done, and inartfully so, is pointed out an issue, which is there is illegal immigration going on. There are illegal aliens committing crimes left and right. That's what's happening. So maybe instead of vilifying Donald Trump, because what Donald Trump has done is really elevated the discourse. Say what you will. And clearly he didn't say it correctly. Clearly he's not very PC. But that's kind of the point, right? And that's why he is connecting with people. But what he said was true. Sorry. What he said was true. It's absolutely true. And this is also what kills me about the situation with Mexico. One more thing I want to say about Mexico is that there's an open border coming here from Mexico, but not the other way. If you try going into Mexico illegally, they put you in prison. Okay? Here, think about the lunacy of this. Here, if you come across the border, you get benefits. You actually get benefits. If you go to Mexico, you get put in jail. Is there something wrong here? Is there something I'm not getting? Am I missing something here? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, we'll be right back.
Stop just hating all the time. Come on.
Yeah, baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop.
Michael Savage.
Here's the thing to remember. We don't have a political system that's functional. The thing to remember is it's not a functional system. It's a monopoly. And like all monopolies, they're very difficult to break.
Monday through Friday, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
I'm Robin Walensky. The illegal immigration blame game. Democrats dodging responsibility for the fact an illegal alien with a long rap sheet in San Francisco, a sanctuary city, out on the streets, shooting and killing a woman in front of her father on Pier 14. Francisco Sanchez facing a judge today on murder charges. Fox News host Bill O'Reilly furious over the situation. Here's the Blaze Radio's Chris Vermillion.
The mayor and city supervisors of San Francisco are directly responsible for the murder of Kate Steinle, and the Obama administration is complicit.
Fox News host Bill O'Reilly letting loose on the city of San Francisco, claiming its sanctuary policies for illegals are responsible for the death of Kate Steinle at the hands of an illegal immigrant.
The feds asked the city of San Francisco to keep Sanchez in custody. The city refused. Ms. Steinle paid for that irresponsible and unconstitutional decision with her life.
President Obama's so-called ISIS strategy being slammed. Here's the Blaze Radio's Ken Stevens now with the story.
Obama briefing reporters after talking with military leaders at the Pentagon, noting that U.S.-led airstrikes have hit more than 5,000 ISIS targets in the past year. Even so, Obama says ISIS terrorists continue using social media to recruit vulnerable people all over the world.
Because of our success over the years in improving our homeland security, we've made it harder for terrorists to carry out large-scale attacks like 9/11 here at home. But the threat of lone wolves or small cells of terrorists is complex. It's harder to detect and harder to prevent.
While Obama says the U.S.-led air campaign against ISIS will intensify, there are no plans, he says, to deploy additional troops as part of the offensive.
Ken Stevens, The Blaze News.
And happy birthday, Nancy Reagan, the former First Lady, 94 years old, celebrating with a large cake decorated with pink flowers. She was married to the late President Ronald Reagan for 52 years. This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio, a day of storm activity around the state culminates with what appears to have been a microburst in Whitman. Heavy rains, nearly 50-mile-an-hour winds, flooding roadways, damaging homes, and leaving nearly 2,000 without power.
We're trying to reroute power to get as much customers on as we can, as quickly as we can. And then after that, it's going to be making those restoration efforts, replacing poles, replacing any damaged equipment.
Jenny Shaver with APS, most of the power restored overnight. 24 power poles knocked down by the storm. Mesa police officers shoot a man to death after they say he threatened them with a 4-foot-long metal pole.
This thing weighs approximately, 20 to 30 pounds. It's a heavy, heavy chunk of steel.
Detective Steve Berry says they responded to a call of a man acting erratically. An autopsy to determine if drugs or alcohol influenced his behavior. Passengers and crew safe after an emergency landing at Sky Harbor Airport. Southwest Airlines pilot reporting a blown tire while en route from Phoenix to San Francisco. Geico weather, more rain possible in the northern region of the state, drying in the deserts. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic of service of unbound usual suspects. Tuesday morning, you're going to find some slowing eastbound I-10, 67th Avenue, all the way into the tunnel. Also in Tempe, look for a collision off to the side, westbound I-10 at Elliott Road. Also look for a wreck. This is off to the side as well, westbound I-10, this one near the US 60. At Unbound, they believe there are many solutions to poverty as there are people working to overcome it. That's just one way. Unbound is different. Learn more at unbound.org. That's unbound.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, heading into Tuesday, we'll have a sunny day with a high 104. Tuesday night, it'll be clear, a low 81. Wednesday should be sunny, again, our high 104. Thursday continues to be sunny with a high 100. We'll have breezy conditions. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 87 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. More Edward Woodson comes your way. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Jeff Reynolds, and you're up to date.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
So, the White House, when asked about the illegal immigrant suspected of killing a woman in San Francisco, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said the immigration reform bill that failed to pass Congress in 2013 provided border security. So he's blaming the Republicans for this. This is amazing. This is what he said. Those critics are individuals who oppose legislation that would have actually made a historic investment in border security. If you take a simple look at the fact is the president has done everything within his power to make sure we are focusing our law enforcement resources on criminals. It is because of the political efforts of Republicans that we haven't made the investment we would like to make in securing our borders and keep our communities safe. Huh? What? Investment. I love that buzzword, investment. What does that mean? What does that mean that he just said? Basically, it's the Republicans' fault. Because a reporter asked Josh about how Francisco Suarez, that's the guy's name, who had been deported five times, could have slipped through the cracks and returned to the United States. So he also said that he could not speak directly to the issue of the murder and referred questions to the Department of Homeland Security. He said, I can say as a general matter, as a part of the executive actions that the president announced back in November of last year, one of the main goals that we're seeking to accomplish was ensuring that we were focusing our law enforcement efforts on those individuals posing a genuine threat to public safety and national security. It is those areas that should be prioritized. The efforts would be significantly augmented had Republicans not blocked comprehensive immigration reform. By the way, comprehensive immigration reform, that is a buzzword for amnesty for illegals. He went on to say, you'll recall the piece of legislation that was blocked by Republicans in the House of Representatives actually included the biggest ever increase in border security. That's why it is particularly disappointing that congressional inaction would have benefited the country and benefited the economy. All you have to do is enforce the laws that are presently on the books. This has nothing to do with quote-unquote comprehensive immigration reform. Has absolutely nothing to do with that. So when I hear that, it is offensive, and it insults my intelligence. So, another thing that came out yesterday is that yesterday the president went out and talked about ISIS. And said that that ISIS basically isn't going to be defeated, he said. He said that ideologies are not defeated with guns. they are defeated with a better idea. So I want to just play the statement yesterday that the president said at a press conference about ISIS. This was at the Pentagon yesterday, which was really amazing.
As I've said before, and I know our military leaders agree, this broader challenge of countering violent extremism is not simply a military effort. Ideologies are not defeated with guns. They're defeated by better ideas, a more attractive and more compelling vision. So the United States will continue to do our part by working with partners to counter ISIL's hateful propaganda, especially online. We'll constantly reaffirm through words and deeds that we will never be at war with Islam. We're fighting terrorists who distort Islam and whose victims are mostly Muslims. But around the world, we're also going to insist on partnering with Muslim communities as they seek security, prosperity, and the dignity that they deserve. And we're going to expect those communities to step up in terms of pushing back as hard as they can in conjunction with other people of goodwill against these hateful ideologies in order to discredit them more effectively, particularly when it comes to what we're teaching young.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know if you remember this, but you probably remember this, Steve. That remember that time that Roosevelt out-debated Hitler? Remember that? Because that's exactly what how we won World War II, right? You know, we debated the Nazis, told them that we had a better ideology.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Saw that on the History Channel last week.
Yeah, the Germans just, you know, after FDR debated Adolf Hitler, the Germans just smacked themselves upside the head and recognized the error of their ways and laid down their arms. he went out of his way again to say that we are not at war with Islam. Again.
That's funny because they say they're at war with us.
Look, Mr. Obama has no intention of defeating ISIS through military action. Okay? None whatsoever. And he has said that. Because he believes in his heart of hearts that the U.S. has no business in any part of the world doing anything militarily. And he wants to be remembered as such. He wants to be the guy that pulled out of wars. He doesn't want to be involved in any foreign excursions because he sincerely believes, and those of his ilk on the left believe, that the United States is inherently bad, and that any actions by the United States are basically bad acts and shouldn't be undertaken by the United States. He really, really believes this. And then he went on to say that we've actually been doing well against ISIS. That we're doing well. And that, wait a minute, let me get this for you.
Well, he thinks the economy's coming back too, so.
Yeah, no, but he literally thinks that we're doing well, and that he thinks that ISIS can and will be defeated. So he contradicts himself. He says, and he talks about the coalition, which I don't get that. He's always talking about this coalition, the 60-nation coalition. Who is in the 60-nation coalition? I mean, are there 60 Arab nations even? Here's what he said yesterday. This is at the same press conference.
This is a long-term campaign. ISIL is opportunistic, and it is nimble. In many places in Syria and Iraq, including urban areas, it's dug in among innocent civilian populations. It will take time to root them out. And doing so must be the job of local forces on the ground with training and air support from our coalition. As with any military effort, there will be periods of progress, but there are also going to be some setbacks, as we've seen with ISIL's gains in Ramadi in Iraq and central and southern Syria. But today it's also important for us to recognize the progress that's been made. Our coalition's now hit ISIL with more than 5,000 airstrikes. We've taken out thousands of fighting positions, tanks, vehicles, bomb factories, and training camps. We've eliminated thousands of fighters, including senior ISIL commanders. And over the past year, we've seen that when we have an effective partner on the ground, ISIL can be pushed back because of extraordinary efforts from law enforcement as well as our military intelligence. We are doing a better job at preventing any large-scale attacks on the homeland.
What is he talking about? What's he talking about? Law enforcement and the coalition and blah, blah, blah. Gobbledygook. More gobbledygook. Look, ISIS will never be defeated while Mr. Obama is president, because he is going to just hand it off to the next guy. He's going to run out the clock. That's all he's going to do. Here's my question. Over the weekend, 10 people were killed in the city of Chicago in Mr. Obama's adopted hometown.
It's the gun's fault.
Among them was a 7-year-old that was killed. 55 people were wounded. There was also a 17-year-old who was shot in a park named for Hadiah Pendleton, the high schooler who was fatally shot in 2013 near Mr. Obama's home in Chicago. Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage from the media? Where's the outrage from the president? You know, we're going to talk about the Confederate flag, though. And gay marriage. But we're not talking about the gun violence in Chicago, which, by the way, has one of the strictest gun restrictions and gun laws in the country. Only criminals get guns in Chicago. And they have no problem getting guns. But I don't hear any outrage from the president on that. We'll be right back.
Let me speak as clearly and as plainly as I can. America is not and never will be at war with Islam.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh, yeah. I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Call Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Arizona attorneys. A partner men can count on. 602-995-6666. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
For your next vacation, experience Mexico the way our people experience your country.
Are we there yet, Dad?
Almost, kids. Keep paddling.
Sneak across the border to Mexico, and we'll cater to your every need.
Hola, amigos.
I don't understand. Anyway, we're here for the free medical care. Oh, and the doctors will need to speak English because we're too lazy to learn Spanish.
You need a doctor?
Yeah, I'm pregnant again with twins.
And if they're born here, they're automatically Mexican citizens.
Then we can all become citizens.
Yay! They speak English in Mexican schools, right, Dad?
Well, they better.
This summer, make Mexico your very own.
Kids, once I get my forged Mexican driver's license, we can buy a crappy Mexican car.
Can we slap an American flag bumper sticker on it?
You're darn tootin'. We don't want to lose our identity.
Mexico, we cannot make you leave.
Steve, that is both xenophobic and racist. I can't believe you put that in there, Steve. My God.
This seemed to have a little truth to it.
Yeah, but that's exactly, literally, that's exactly what's going on, except it's a one-way deal. Okay? That's what's going on, but it only works one way. Because, again, you could never do that. You could never go to Mexico. They would arrest you and throw you in jail. Okay? They would actually prosecute you. But if we point that out, we are xenophobic and racist by doing that, which is, to me, just a sign of the crazy town that we live in. Speaking of crazy, on Sunday, Greece became only the second country in history. Argentina was the first, and I'm going to talk about Argentina second, to make the transition from membership in the developed world to membership in the developing one. Now the question is, who's next? I heard it stated yesterday that Greece voting no, okay, to restructure their debt is kind of like if you were on the Titanic and you held the vote whether or not to hit the iceberg, and that you would vote to hit the iceberg. I mean, it's insanity. And they've been bailed out twice now in the last 5 years. Twice in the last 5 years. Okay? For $200 billion. But that's not enough. This is the amazing thing to me. That's not enough. They voted basically to not pay their debts. That's what they voted for. And of course, Margaret Thatcher said that the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. And that's exactly what's happened here. Now, I'm going to make this really simple. The Greek government spent a lot of money they didn't have. The Greek government hiked taxes and implemented a vast entitlement state to pay for all the government spending. And the Greek government now went bankrupt. That's what's going on. Now, if you replace the word Greek and the word the United States in numbers 1 and 2, You better hope that we turn it around before we have to replace it with number three, that the U.S. goes bankrupt. Okay? But Latin American countries are actually applauding what happened. This was the amazing thing. Latin Americans celebrated the no vote. A Argentine president, Cristina Kirchner, who defaulted on a mountain of debt about a decade ago, called the vote a victory. She said, Greece's decisive victory for democracy and dignity, she wrote on her Facebook. She expressed Argentina's solidarity with the brave Greek people and their government. We hope Europe and its leaders understand the message from the vote. You cannot require anyone to sign their own death certificate or to pay their debts. This is insanity. Of course, Argentina defaulted on $100 billion of debt in 2001. Meanwhile, Evo Morales, Bolivia's leftist president, congratulated Greece on Sunday, calling the referendum a defeat against European imperialism.
Didn't they do the same thing also?
Yeah. He said that the referendum was the beginning of the liberation of the European people. He said, I congratulate the great Greek people for the triumph of their no vote over debt, which is to defeat inflicted on them European imperialism. Raul Castro congratulated the Greek people and said, I extend sincere congratulations for the no victory in the Greek referendum. The result shows the Greek people's majority support for the brave government policy over which you preside. Crazy town. Speaking of crazy town, Bill Cosby said in 2005 that he got drugs to give women for sex. He apparently admitted in 2005 that he secured Quaaludes when the intent of giving them to young women he wanted to have sex with. He's done. Bill Cosby. I want to know when TV Land is going to pull the Cosby Show. You know, like they did the Dukes of Hazzard. You know, because it got that Confederate flag on the car. But Bill Cosby. I'm waiting. I wonder if TV Land is going to pull the Cosby Show. What do you think, Steve?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Here's a guy who has systematically basically raped women by giving them drugs, has drugged women, and, you know, it's a big deal. It's Quaaludes. I'm sure you've done that before. All right, we're out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. If you want to listen to the show today or any past shows, go to woodsonarchive.com. That's woodsonarchive.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show, and send me your friend request to Facebook. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
To state the obvious, the past 6 years have been really, really hard for this country.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
I'm Shelley LaPlante, realtor with HomeSmart. When I'm driving with my family or showing property to my clients, I need a dependable vehicle. And a dependable vehicle in Arizona means cold air conditioning. So I rely on National Automotive Repair to keep me and my two daughters' vehicles operating safely. I strive to be my client's realtor for life, and I know I have found the same with National Automotive Repair. Randy and his team have always been honest, dependable, and economical, and will be my auto repair shop for life. I trust National Automotive Repair to take care of me and my family, and I know you can trust them to take care of all of your vehicle needs as well.
Hi, I'm Randy from National Automotive Repair. National Automotive Repair has been in business since 1997, and I built this business on the basics of honesty and integrity. NAR is an independently owned Napa Auto Care Center. We We are also an ASE Blue Seal of Excellence shop. We have always been rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call at 602-978-3278, 602-978-3278, or visit us at narepair.com.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, weather, this is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of space, peeking into the ultraviolet. Recently, NASA's Galaxy Evolution Explorer, a new satellite, imaged one of the most amazing variable stars known as Mira, and it found something fascinating. This